Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. It's June 29th, 2017, and this is Scorpios Talking. I'm Ann Ortley. I'm a Scorpio wannabe, and I'm sitting here at my bright red desk. Actually, I'm a progress Scorpio, with Remo riding shotgun looking out the window at the beautiful day. And I'm joined by my buddy, Michael. Michael?
Hello, I'm Michael Kohlberg. I'm a psychotherapist in Hudson, New York, and in New York City. Today, I am in Hudson.
And what we do here in Scorpios Talking is we talk about the world and what's going on. Somebody commented the other day when I went to my thing at the Open Center. They said, you know, Michael's so wise. And I said, yeah, he is. So how's my wise friend?
Yeah, not feeling all that wise. Oh, that was
that
nice.
I know.
You didn't tell me that one.
I know. I just told you now.
It cost me a fortune to have that person come up to you.
Yeah, her name is Joan. She's very
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, and she was like, she wanted to know who your healer was in New York, too, so I said I would ask you. So, she mentioned somebody doing really good work on you. So, but, yeah, she's like, I just love him. He's so kind and wise. And I said, yeah, he is. So here we are in a wild and crazy world that's definitely got a lot going on. And this week, the big event in the sky, of course, is Mars opposite Pluto. And, of course, that is interestingly landed in the healthcare houses. So Mars is war and Pluto is the underworld. And so Mitch didn't hold his vote. But it also is, for a lot of us, it's a moment of decisiveness or deciding or, you know, looking at something and really, really seeing it. And I had dinner last night with a friend of mine over on the Hudson River. We watched the sunset and had hamburgers and calamari, which was really good, and sweet corn, first corn of the season. And we were talking about when you actually see something and you get it. You know, the whole issue, you know, you might not want it. You know, might not want to see it. But when you actually see it and you get it, and you get it on a real level, and then you go, wow, you know, that's there. That's not going to change. That's the way it is. And that moment of, you know, denying, pushing, asking, wanting, begging, pleading, and then person just goes, no, this is like who I am, man. And you gotta work with it. And what are you gonna, you know, or not, as your case may be. But it's that moment of seeing it. And I have a client who I love. She's a wonderful Aries, but you know, because she's got so much fire, she doesn't occasionally flare. So she started dating this new guy, and he kind of set her up. He had a party with, had a party with his ex-wife at it and some woman who was a friend of his ex-girlfriend. And both of them kind of accosted her at the party with different agendas, obviously. And then he was mad that the wife had figured out she was the girlfriend and the ex-wife. And then the friend of the friend said, well, you know, he didn't really break up with her in November. He broke up with her in April, which is a different, you know, it's not, he's still broken up, but it's not quite as long. But I just was like, well, he kind of set you up there, you know, and then he gets mad at you because you flare up. She was feeling really guilty about flaring. I said, no, it's a setup. It's a setup. He set you up, you know, to see if you'd bite, and you did, which is okay. We bite. That's what happens. But, you know, and she goes, well, you know, he actually said to me it was a setup. I said, well, it is. It's like a test. And, you know, so what are you going to do about it, you know? So it's fascinating when you have that. And a lot of this week is seeing the setup, interestingly. It's so... What have you been seeing? And I've had it with a lot of other people, but I was like, no, you were set up. You didn't know that his ex-wife was going to be there. You didn't know who these people were. He kind of left you alone to be fobbed off on them or picked up by them and yelled at by them or talked to by them. And, you know, that's not that it's mean, but if you get upset about it, you know, or you listen to what they say to you and you ask them about it, that's not inappropriate. That's just... I mean, their agendas are their agendas, but, you know, it kind of got you, you know, gotcha. So there's a lot of gotcha out there, Michael. So what do you say?
To that?
To anything.
Well, to that, I wouldn't pay much attention to the two women who were there, mm-hmm. I would try to pay attention to the fact that I'm starting to date someone who would do this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'd be awfully curious about why.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get this. It's a FedEx. I'm right here. I just have to get it.
This is real life astrology. And radio.
But this is
complete delivery.
Hold on.
He has a lot of stairs in his.
I room. Do. Hello. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye. Okay.
We should probably get a sign up from that guy. He's on the radio, you know.
Look, what was he hoping to accomplish, or what is he afraid to communicate?
Right.
But if she continues, mm-hmm. then she's asking for more of that behavior.
Well, she was feeling like she did something wrong. And I'm like, you didn't do anything wrong. He set you up.
But yeah. She may have done something wrong also.
She what?
She may also have done something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not wrong, but inefficient.
Okay.
So if she has an explosive response, mm-hmm. That may not serve her.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I was in Wisconsin this past weekend, and I was there with Rachel, and we were seeing my mother, who's going to be moving to be closer to my sister into this a different kind of adult complex. Anyway, so it's much smaller, and my job was to select what goes big furniture-wise. And also clothes. And I, my sister and her family were in New York for Jeans Morris service, they asked me if I would do this, and I said yes. And I walked into my closet, and I came out and said, I'm sorry, I can't do the clothes, because I can't even go in my closet. It's just... all Jean's stuff. I can't figure out what to do with any of it. So I certainly can't help anybody else with that. Like, that's not in my skill set. On the other hand, the big pieces stuff, I'm a genius at it. You know, I'm really, really, really good at making anything work. So I was there with Rachel a day before a day and a half before my sister and her husband came. And I found a book with a grid, because they like that kind of stuff. Everything was measured. They have little cardboard punch-out pieces that were the right size. You know, I did that. I wrote it out. I bought green stickers and put green stickers on
things that were going.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one other thing. And I also made a list of things that, you know, like they had three things on it that I wanted, but I didn't want to take anything without discussing with my sister. And none of those communications was successful.
Mm-hmm.
So my sister needed me to do it her way.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have this available right now.
Right.
So I went, no.
Mm-hmm.
And she was pretty pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
In her, you know, kind of Wisconsin way. So there was no evidence of it on the surface, but I could read it.
You could read it, yeah.
I just went, can't do it. You know, I wrote it like five different ways so that I would not be taken through this.
Right.
Because I'm a very fast processor in certain ways, mm-hmm. and are very holistic.
Mm-hmm.
And she is the most sequential human being on earth. And I went, I'm sorry, I just don't have this energy to give you. I didn't say that, but that's the truth.
Matt, you don't have it. You're
I really, I
yeah.
truly don't have it. And it was not great for me to put myself in that situation, but I felt I needed to because we had not been there, or I had not seen my mother since way before Jean got sick. So anyway, and I was so excited because I made stuff. There was no way that it could go.
Mm-hmm.
So everything has gotten changed, manipulated, and I just went, oh, you know. Oh, that's it. It's and I keep being lured into conversations, and I have to keep going, no.
Mm-hmm. Well, because she wants you to help her process it her sequential way.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. I just went, no.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Jean wasn't mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the whole agenda was something that I don't have that energy to give. And, but it's under, you know, the Midwest kind of passive-aggressive stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no awake consciousness about it.
Right.
And it didn't, but the point being, I didn't get angry.
Mm-hmm.
And I would normally get angry.
And you also didn't go in and try and fix it out of your bandwidth. You just set a boundary and said, I'm stopping here.
Yeah, I mean, I did go outside my bandwidth because I wrote it out five different ways. But the same, you know, and I'm trying to do that across the board. It's my awareness. I'm having a huge thing about Social Security. I keep getting letters that have the poorest grammatical construction of any document I've ever received, but also stating facts that don't exist, and the bottom line is I'm not getting Social Security from Jean. So
you're married, you're entitled,
but I'm not, and it's a gray area because I'm under retirement age,
mm-hmm.
and making money.
But you're over 55.
So what?
I have friends who've gotten it from divorced partners who are dead.
Right.
The guy's dead. And they were married to him over 10 years.
Right, but it depends on how much they're making.
Oh, they're making decent money. Well, go down and don't do it by person. You know, well, I mean, when you have the bandwidth, go and sit with someone.
Well, what I did yesterday.
Yeah, not by email. Cause,
No. I knew something was up when the first communication was, because you've not replied to our request for marriage certificate or something. By Mrs. Smith, you know, and it was with an envelope that had no postage. You couldn't put a stamp on it. It was already prepaid,
mm-hmm.
and you have 5 days to respond. I went, okay, well, I've never received any requests. This is all bullshit,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not playing this game. And I couldn't send it certified.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't send a messenger. I certainly wasn't going to go down because I realized I would kill. So the business people went. They rejected the document they asked for three times. Somebody had to go back three times. Finally, they took a photo of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a letter saying that I'm not entitled to anything. But the point of the letter, as far as I'm concerned, is that they acknowledge receipt. They now have the documents, right? So I realized I don't have to do this in New York. I can do it in Hudson. And I'd heard that it's much nicer. So I went yesterday. A really nice guard helped me.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat there. And then this incredibly nice woman, who's smart,
mm-hmm.
Sat with me and got very frustrated and confused.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, good, you get it. That's why I came in. That's how I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So I went from it takes 2 months to get an appointment. And my appeal period is like a month. So that,
right.
And she said, look, this is going to be weird, but I gave you an appointment from a week from Friday under some other guise, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So I will go in and sit down and listen to what the reasoning is,
mm-hmm.
ahead of perhaps hiring a lawyer.
Right. Okay.
Right? So because they're drawing conclusions that they shouldn't draw. And there are nice people. And this is an area where I'm very insecure. I'm not good at the stuff,
right.
is the story I tell myself.
Right, but it also is a process, you know, it's a step-by-step process. So
right.
We legalized, you know, gay marriage, but now you get all the rights. But now, oh, wow, there's a lot more people applying for Social Security than we thought based on spousal benefits. Uh-oh. We better have some kind of pushback or push, you know, a stall.
Right.
You know, but that said, you know, women who make a lot of money, she makes, you know, $200,000. I don't know how much you make a year, but she makes $200,000. And in making the $200,000, she's got her husband's, you know, part of his death benefit, whatever.
How old is she?
She's 60. She applied for it when she was 62.
Huh.
She's just 70 now, so she's been getting it 8 years.
Huh. Perhaps
once she found out he was, you know, she found out he was dead,
mm-hmm.
and she just turned 62. So, and he was older than her. So, and of course, he died. Of course, never taking any. So she went and applied. She went and sat with a lady in the city, and they had it in the next week.
Wow.
Yeah.
So anyway, so it's there's lots. My experience is that across the board is that I do my part. I do exactly what I'm supposed to do, and there's a big pushback with a no.
Yeah.
It's happening with work around this house. It's happening everywhere.
Right.
So I'm just watching it because that is an opportunity to get completely depleted.
Right, if you go into it. Yeah.
Right. And I'm just staying with it's also a really, really powerful opportunity to tell myself a different story,
right?
Which is that this has historically been a trigger when I do everything right and mean people swoop in and disrupt progress.
Mm-hmm.
And this time I'm not doing it.
Right. Well, and you had that with your sister and moving your mom, too.
Well, yeah, and a whole bunch of other arenas.
And that's okay. It's just, you know, it's kind of like standing there looking and saying, I'm standing in my truth, and I'm, you know, and that really, I think, is the key. It's like you can't necessarily change. I mean, that was my personal frustration is I can't change it, but I can see it, and I can let them know I see it, and I can let them know, wow, you know, this isn't really right. You know, and then let them, you know, do whatever they do on their side. But and so by the woman being frustrated, you know, you're like, now you know what I feel like.
No, but she wasn't frustrated at me.
No, she was frustrated with the process.
Like I felt seen.
Yeah.
And I got tears in my eyes and said, thank you so much. You know, I just was very grateful. And I had a couple of experiences in Wisconsin that were like that. There's a bead store that I love there. And he said, I was just thinking about you. You know, I haven't seen you in, you know, whatever. And this is my daughter, and he's got kids about the same age. And I told him about Jean, and he said, I lost my wife recently. And he's very, very young. And he's a very thoughtful person, like deeply good guy.
Bead people are thoughtful.
Right. So
we're generally Virgos in their
there was
strong
Virgo
in their jerk.
There was
they like little things.
There was yeah. So that was deeply touching, and there were a few things. So there were random people that were just I'm out here. You know, and one of the things I had inherited years ago, a pocket watch that I wasn't allowed ever to take, and the crystal had somehow been lost. And he's also a watchmaker. So I ran back down to the beach shop at one point and just ran in and hit customers. I just handed it to him. And I called first and said, can you fix the crystal? He said, yes. But he was going to give me a receipt. I said, forget it. You're busy. And that touched him that I trusted him with this without a piece of paper.
Right.
So it's if there are moments where, wait, I'm trying to think. I'll say it in a few different ways. I would read Energetic Synthesis this week, which I read in the middle of the night last night. It was amazingly good. It reflected on a couple of patient sessions I had yesterday, so I sent it to them. Really good. It's the I think the blog, not the newsletter. Something like, I can't remember what it was called, but it's about what's happening now, like these lightning strikes almost with people.
Yeah. That's energeticsynthesis.com?
Yep. Yep. And a lot of pain is caused by not accepting what is,
mm-hmm.
which
yes.
is basically what you said at that top of the program.
Mm-hmm.
Like if, I mean, that's where pain comes from. If you accept what is, you're more attuned. And what is at the moment
mm-hmm.
sucks.
Right.
So how many people, you know, and basically a lot of people are feeling alone. I certainly am.
Mm-hmm.
I sit in this house by myself pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't wait to have some space. But that doesn't mean, you know, I wish that there were people I could call and have dinner with or something where it wasn't just filling up space, which
mm-hmm.
I'm not up to doing. So I'm just being with what is.
Mm-hmm.
But an awful lot of people are feeling disconnected from others.
Yeah.
They're feeling alone. They're feeling a lot of stuff around that. I mean, I could say the same thing five different ways. How many people on the planet are feeling that now?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's where we're at.
Right.
So it's appropriate to feel that,
mm-hmm.
and it gives the opportunity for us to realize that we're living at odds with who we are, because in fact we are all deeply connected.
Right.
And that is not how we're being governed.
Mm-hmm.
It's not how we're being communicated with.
Mm-hmm.
It's and that's generating enormous pain.
Mm-hmm.
So we're at this time when it's important to sit with it. Can't fix it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing it with couples. It's people coming to terms with, this is who I'm with.
Right.
And I'm saying, yeah, so what? You know, and the reason you're perhaps disappointed is you were expecting your partner to fix that part of you. Like,
right.
If you can't stand it, if it's bothering you, chances are you have it too.
Right.
And, and it was there.
And that's always fascinating, because you're kind of like, really, I have it too? Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's how that works. You know, that's a longer conversation, but that is generally the stuff that really bugs us, is the stuff that we see in the other that, in fact, we're trying to avoid seeing in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of it you wouldn't really notice. It's not their job to fix us. So there's a chance to actually grow up.
Mm-hmm. Should you decide to accept it?
Well, if you're capable of accepting it, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, the whole idea is we're here supposed to be doing something. So
yeah.
Either growing up or we're going the other way.
Right. You cannot hold.
Right.
Steady. You know, there's that song, one of my favorite songs, Everything Must Change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing stays the same. You know, the mm-hmm. the young become the old.
Right.
There's stories left untold. I think Nina Simone sang it.
Mm-hmm.
It's an excellent song.
Yeah.
So you either expand or you contract.
Right.
So it just is what it is.
One of my favorite Scorpios, he's very cute. He likes his sugar. So he goes up, he goes down. And he does Weight Watchers, he loses like 50, 60 pounds. And he goes, okay, I got the goal. He said, but, you know, the minute I stop dieting, like, I start to gain weight. Because I'm not going to stay there. I'm not going to stay the same. I got to go one way or the other. I'm either going up or I'm going down.
Right.
And it's, you know, when we understand that we do need that change, even though a lot of us go, you know, I don't really want to change. I don't want you to change. I want everything to stay the same. It doesn't. And the hard part is, I think, to your point, accepting what is. And knowing that that is what is. And the whole, my fascination, I had, when I was having dinner last night with my friend, she was talking about, she's a therapist, that she, you know, this. We were talking people, and there was somebody we knew in common, and she said, well, she started to change. And so then her mother started to change. So she thought her mother was really shifting. So she got all excited, and, you know, and that's good. But then her mother really didn't change, you know. But she had, the mother had changed because she had changed the dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
And then she went back in, and then the mother was still kind of who the mother was. But she had changed in her reaction to the daughter. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's the point.
Yeah, they're still who they are, but they
right.
change a little bit in reaction to you. So
a lot in reaction.
In reaction to her daughter's change.
That's family therapy, is that it's a system. And if you change anything in the system is going to change.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, that's the art of it, is to figure the point of entry. Like, where is it?
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was being interviewed, it was a cheap trick I pulled, but I was being interviewed to get a position at the Family Center in Cambridge.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no question but that I was going to get it, but I still had to audition, and there were a lot more people than were going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd gone back to school to get it, and it was, anyway, so we had to rotate, and we were either playing members of the family, so there was a grandmother and a couple kids and the parents, or we were the therapist, or we were just the audience. And then we were being observed through a two-way mirror by the people who got to choose. Right.
Who were going to pick who they wanted to work with?
Oh, no, who were going to pick who got accepted into this entry-level
mm-hmm.
thing. And through the rotation, there was a woman who was quite aggressive and undermining, and she was the grandmother. And so when it was my turn to be the therapist, she kept interrupting. She acted out. And I said, "You seem to know everything. Come sit next to me. I need your help."
Mm-hmm.
So just by switching it around so that she was no longer in a position to
instructive.
Correct, but rather in an exalted position of the family elder,
mm-hmm.
I got her to shut up, and I automatically got accepted into this program. Right.
Got cooperation. Because they all went, "Wow, he can handle her in this thing. He can probably handle her in real life."
Right. And then one of the people who was making the decision hated me. He was a guy. He didn't like the fact that I was the favorite of the person I'd gone to school to work with. So we had to take these freshman classes.
Mm-hmm.
And without knowing each other at all, we had to answer these things. And, he would ask questions like, "Look around for somebody whose native language isn't English." This is the first time we've met each other. There was like 30 of us. "Somebody whose grandmother had an accent, somebody smarter than you, somebody of the same religion." I mean, a whole bunch of questions, right? So he got to me and he said, "Coburg, so I can't wait to hear this." He's already mocking me in front of people. And he said, "Who did you pick? Who's smarter than you?"
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "That's the one question I couldn't answer." And which was exactly,
mm-hmm.
what he was hoping I had.
You would say?
He said, "Oh, I didn't think you'd find me." I said, "I was going to use you, but I'd already used you for grandmother had an accent." And he said, "Oh, you're that smart. Which one?" I said, "They each thought the other did." And from then on, I was exempted from having to take the class with him. So it's draw the line is the point. It's like it's accepting what is does not mean that you succumb. It means you have a clear sense of reality. Like, this is what's happening.
Right.
And then you decide how you want to respond to it by identifying your options.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
It's Pema Chodron was the person who I really practiced by reading her stuff. It's a muscle that needs to be built.
Mm-hmm.
And know that in the next minute, you get to choose all over again.
Okay.
Because you get to see what's happening now. It's not the same.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. It does. So you're standing in it, you handle it, and then you get to go, oh, no, what's the next pick?
Right. So if you make a mistake, you get to choose again.
Right. And, you know, sometimes you get exempted from playing games with stupid people.
Right.
Yeah, I like it.
But if somebody's goal is to steal your energy, block it. Just say no.
Yeah. Which is also can be part of this energy this week. Because Mars opposite Pluto, they want your stuff.
Yeah, there's a huge amount of that going on right now.
Yeah.
Huge. And I just try to, in a non-combative, compassionate way, state what my boundary is.
Right. That's my boundary. You're going to have to stop now. Yeah. And then the British lady in her wonderful boundary moment setting said, we're done.
Yeah.
Now, next week, guess what happened? My lady sold her house on Fire Island. So it's closing on August 1st. So she said to me, I could go out for one more week. So
oh, great.
I'm going to be on Fire Island next week. So I'll be calling you from Fire Island.
Okay, look.
But that means you have to
call in, right?
Yeah, you have to call in.
I got it.
Yeah, okay. And I'll set it up now before we go. So
okay.
We wish everybody a wonderful 4th of July.
All right, and try to read that energetic synthesis.
Yes.
It's the short, I think I'm almost positive it's the one to the right, which is the blog, I think.
Okay.
I found it pretty helpful.
Yeah, totally. Watch energetic, and watch the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, people are a little crazy, but it gets better Monday, Tuesday.
Okay.
So, yeah. And everybody feel good and have lots of corn on the cob and hot dogs and hamburgers and 4th of July food. All right. Love you, Michael.
Love you too, Annie.
Big hug.
Bye.
Bye.